Hello once again. This is a joint talk about GStreamer in OpenOffice. I would like to introduce you Cedric Pozdunat from INSA University, the university which is holding this conference. I am Radek Doulík, working as a consultant for Novell, and we will talk about the GStreamer today. We will start with introduction of the GStreamer, because probably not many of you know what is it. Then Cedric will talk about Uno component and using this Uno component in macros in OpenOffice, and then I will talk about the media handling in OpenOffice and about backend to AV media library in OpenOffice, and show you a few examples, and then we will talk about the future work, and then maybe we have time for questions. Okay, so we'll give word to Cedric and he will talk about the macros.
So first, what is GStreamer? GStreamer is a multimedia framework based on pipeline. The pipeline idea is quite simple. You just add some boxes in a bigger box and link them together. And the stream, the video or the sound, just gets through these boxes and get treated. So in this example here, we can see a first box named file SRC, which is just reading the file from the hard drive, or maybe something else. Then you have DMAX. DMAX is to split sound and video. So you get two outputs, and these two outputs are just pointed to an audio sync that is just putting some sound into your speakers, and a video sync showing the video. It's that easy. And afterwards, to run this, we have only to start the big box. You know, what is called the pipeline. That is an idea that is not only implemented in GStreamer. You also could find that in the Windows multimedia framework. Can't remember his name. Maybe Directro or something like that. So GStreamer is free software, of course, and heavily used in GNOME environment and many other Linux applications. So to be short, to sum up all this, we can say that GStreamer is like a brick game for children. So old children. Is everything clear there, or do you have still some questions about GStreamer? Is okay? So let's talk about macros with GStreamer in OpenOffice.org. So I'll split this part of the talk in several items. First, the component context. So why did I work on such a component? From where the idea come? So afterwards, speaking about component design, you'll see it's really, really simple, really easy. And afterwards, just the component use, how to use it in a macro. There won't be any demo here, but the idea is already there and works with GStreamer out of 8. So the component context. The goal is to run GStreamer pipelines that you can create in GStreamer macros. Normally, you use JStreamer, you in some C++, C or Java or Python language, but there is nothing to run it from OpenOffice or Basic. Are other languages supported by OpenOffice or? So, making a unique component, including JStreamer, giving an API for JStreamer, would allow this thing. It could help to control multimedia handling through in OpenOffice.org and in a more general way, not necessarily only JStreamer, but any general pipeline-based API. I started to work on this component at INSA during the last year, trying to create an application using JStreamer to handle multimedia, and the application was using UNO, so that's why I created it. The component design, as I told you, it's really simple because it's only a wrapper to the JStreamer API. So just translate the JStreamer API to UNO API, IDL. Of course, only a few part, a very small part of the JStreamer API is covered now, but this could be extended afterwards. This is a really huge work, and could be over on a long time. And there's a other part of the design is that is thought as an independent component. That is, just this component you add it to your OpenOffice.org and nothing else. So for this, as I had to provide some collections, I had to copy paste some comp helper useful classes which aren't public. So this could be made better, just provide these classes to developers and make them public. So to use this component, so I already told you, just install it using the package manager, and afterwards in your macro you create your bins, that is the small boxes, create your pipeline, add the boxes into your pipeline, bind them together, and run the pipeline. To run it, you just have to change the state of the pipeline to playing or to pause. And something that is not implemented yet is to send an event to the pipeline to ask for going to another position in the stream or changing the stream reading rate. So this could be done a bit later. So now I'll let Radek pose us another part of JStreamer integration in OpenOffice.org, that is using JStreamer to implement the media player of OpenOffice.org.
If this will work, okay. So Cedric was talking about a new thing, which was not yet in the open office, and now I will be talking about the current state we have in open office, and how to extend and how to try to make the experience of the user a bit better. So developer talk, so we can talk about source code. If you grab the OpenOffice source code for sound, audio, media, and such words, you will pretty fast find out that there are two parts where which are used to play sounds and other media, like video. and this is VCL sound class, and there's also a separate module called AV media, which contains UNO-based component used to playing audio and video. I don't know the historic reason why we have these two things. From my point of view, it will be better to have just one. It looks like the AV media is more advanced, so first I concentrated on the AV media and tried to provide an backend which will use GStreamer library to play the medias. So far it is usable on Linux, but it might be possible to use the GStreamer on Windows as well, but it probably doesn't make much sense because they have pretty good framework there as well. So let's go to this backend. The plan was to create the backend, and it contains a few things. There are about three interfaces. There's the player, there's the player window or media window, and there's a frame grabber. So I started implementing the UNOMagic and the player first. Today we have already the player window, and we don't have yet the frame grabber, but it hopefully will happen soon. So what are the benefits of using a GStreamer? As you already heard, it's a library which allows you to play sounds and videos on Unix. It has very nice concept of putting various small boxes together, which compound that pipeline Cedric was talking about. So it's a bit more complicated than just saying play this, but this allows GStreamer to be able to play many more formats. It can be used in much more complicated applications than is the OpenOffice. So it's also used in applications like nonlinear video editing, but of course it can be used for simple things in applications like OpenOffice. It can be easily extended by plugins, so even if it doesn't know some format these days, it can be easily extended, and it's very well documented, so it means that it was very good. It was nice to work with GStreamer, because when you don't know how to do anything, you will most probably find it in documentation. And it's very easy to use because of this. One thing which we will get to later as well is that it's threaded, so it doesn't like block your UI. Of course, you know, the scenario. Sometimes it's not that easy. Okay, let's go further. So the implementation in the beginning was very easy. You just take this magic black box called the Playbin pipeline, and it's very easy to use. You just feed it with this URI. In our case, it is usually an URL to the file containing the media you want to play in OpenOffice, and you just set the state on this pipeline to play, and it plays the contents. So far, very easy. It's all the complicated things which are happening inside, like detecting the stream type, like whether it is MPEG video, but or is it 4bis sound stream, or whatever else format it is. It does the job for you. It also selects the proper output device. It's called NGStream a sync. So it selects the video sync and audio sync when needed. And you just say, just play this to me. If you look at the AV Media API, it has things like set position in the stream, query the stream information, play now, pause the playing, and things like this. So half of it was very easy to implement, and it was just forwarding to the GStream API, so not a big deal. Of course, we have to do a bit more work. So, for example, the magic box works fine, but when you want your video stream be played inside your OpenOffice window, you have to somewhat tell it which window to use. So, you need to set the window ID and also set state and so on. There I came to a problem because the GStream API is usually asynchronous, and the AV Media one is expecting a synchronous API, so it needed a bit more work, but it has also the advantage that everything happening on a different thread, so we don't block OpenOffice too much, and GStreamer takes care about all of this. But there are problems with scheduling, because we need to provide an X window to the GStreamer, and on the other side, OpenOffice need to know how big the video playing window will be, and if there even will be such a window. And these things were colliding, because GStreamer first wanted to know the window ID, and only after you feed it with that, and some and a lot of magic going on inside the GStreamer, after that you will be able to get the stream properties like size and so on. So we were asked for a window, but we didn't know the size of the video yet, so it's a bit. So in the end, we need to block a bit in output as well. It happened so that in OpenOffice, we create a player, and we set it immediately to the paused state, because only once you reach the paused state, you are able to get the stream information, like the size and duration and things like this. So, when we change the state to paused, one or more GStreamer threads are started, and the magic's going to happen here. Meanwhile, OpenOffice wants to know the preferred window size for the media window, but we don't know this yet. So what we do, we create an OSL layer condition, and we cheat a bit GStreamer by setting take things, do it so we get it faster and that we don't have to provide the X window ID information. So this magic box play bin can be cheated to like use faked things so that it doesn't, that it can do all the things for us, but doesn't need to create actual window and actual output device or anything. So it processes the data and we get to the state where the pipeline is ready and is in post state, and at this time we are able to query the information we want. How this communication between these two parts happens? The GStreamer provides us with a bus which we get from the pipeline, and we watch this bus, and on this bus there are many messages going on, and you can just look at them, and if it is the information you want, you act appropriately. So we connect in this thread to the bus, and when it is done synchronously, it means that the callback is called in these threads, and so once we know we are in post state and we can query the information we want, we just set the OSL condition and the OpenOffice thread wakes up and we can continue. So we reset the video thing because we were using the fake one, and we already at this point know the window size and we are ready to create a window. So then it's continue as usual. So OpenOffice creates the window and we are ready to play. So let's do some examples. This is probably what everyone is wanting to. I will show you one application which I like, which is making slideshow of photos, because I like to take photos, and because we are demonstrating a media, so I have recorded some background sound in the forest, and this will be played while the slideshow will be going. We are cheating a bit here because today it's not possible to play the sounds across more than one slide. So what you will see is just one slide and animated photos, so it will just arrive and exit and arrive and exit, but we will be all the time in one slide. So let me try to do this, because we don't have an amplifier. I will try to play it from the notebook, so I'm sorry for the lowered quality, but hopefully it will make it as well. You can also see the Cairo canvas at work. Together with XGL, which accelerates the video, it's possible to fade in and fade out pretty much fluently, which wasn't with the software render implementation. So now everybody can make such a presentation for their use. It's also the original AV Media backend for the Linux was implemented using Java and Java Media Framework. And the situation was that
I don't know about any distribution which can distribute the media framework, so it's usually in it that OpenOffice didn't have any sound support at all until the user installed the Java Media Framework, and even in that case it was pretty much limited the number of formats it can play, and I tried and never was able to make it play any video stream, but that might be just my fault. But
me neither. So
using the GStreamer has the advantage that we can distribute.
Has the advantage that we can distribute OpenOffice, which is able to play the media now. So let's get to the another example. So we demonstrated that we are able to play sound or music, and now I would like to show you that we are able to play video as well. When I was preparing the previous example, I just recorded my desktop with a small application called XvidCap, which allows you to capture the video. So now you can see how the previous example was created. And what you see is an Octeora stream playing. Of course, we can also play video and audio together, but this I didn't prepare for you, so I hope you will believe me that we are able to. Work in this era. The support right now is quite usable. It has some rings and bells, but it's pretty much okay. I would like to try to remove the dependency on the DCL sound in OpenOffice. So there are a few possibilities to do. Like, we can just completely replace it with the AV media module. In places where the sound is used. Another possibility is to add another backend using GStreamer, but it will be sixth Unix backend if I count correctly, and doesn't sound like a very good thing to do. And another way would be to create some small UNO component which will have the functionality of the VCL sound, and then create a GStreamer one. It will also help with the startup time, because right now the VCL sound needs two shared libraries, so it will help a bit also here. I would like also to look at adding some new features. The one you see, you saw, is pretty much needed, is to have, like, to be able to have sound effects across multiple slides. PowerPoint has that. It has pretty broken API, it looks like, so I hope we can get some better. It would be nice also to be able to edit at least some basic things with the streams, like to set the start position and the end position, or to make it fade in and fade out. And of course, if you suggest one, I will think about it, and you might be famous because of thinking this new one. Okay, and we get finally to the questions. And you can discuss the thing if you are interested.
simulation?
Yep. You just suggested using GStreamer outputs in VECL. Nope.
I don't understand.
I mean, if we use GStreamer to play some sound, and outputting into your black box inside OpenOffice, and OpenOffice, if it's using a GStreamer output, that means we'll use two GStreamer chains.
No. In fact, if I really understand the question, you mean there is some trick in the playbean. Playbean is a global pipeline already done to play the media, and you can change up by property change up the sync.
Okay.
So that's why he told that he plays some fake things that don't output anything to be more efficient, and because that we don't want video at this state of the reading. And when we really want some video, we have to put the correct sync to this property. And
I was thinking about the audio output.
But
if I understand correctly your question, you are asking about the VCL part. Of course, it would be best if we can just remove it. And I think the first proposed solution was best, like use just the AV media so we don't duplicate the effort. And
okay.
Yeah. But there are, of course, the other possibilities. And I think the problem is if the question is also whether we can play the two sounds at the same time, right?
No.
No? Okay. So I hope I answered your question by the first part.
I think
part.
It's okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi. Working for the MacPort, I already have analyzed the VCL part about sound, and Stefan Schaeffer told me it will become obsolete.
The VCL part?
Yes.
Yeah. So we are probably aiming the same
to
direction.
To play a beep, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, we change for AV media. And what you did is very interesting for us, because we just have to use the QuickTime API.
Yeah, it's really
the work is already done with you.
It's really the same.
I think we will be doing quite the same thing.
Because every method is already defined. We just have to put the binding inside and go.
Yeah, and maybe you will have to solve thing or two, but it should play pretty nice.
I just will need your presentation to have a plan.
Okay.
All right. One thing I didn't quite get. Your stream, is it actually in the presentation or is it external?
And it's another thing. Right now it's external, so you have to carry your streams with you in our packet. And it would be also nice to be able to include it in the document. I don't know the historical reason why it is not, but I imagine that it's because they are too big, but these days we are getting like bigger disks and everything, so it would be at least good to have this.
What is PowerPoint?
This possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Storage and presentation.
Oh, but actually, maybe it is not, because I think I tried to play the PowerPoint presentation and it was just using the URI as well. So
really?
Yeah. So it's probably because PowerPoint does it that way. But I still think
it would be good to
have the possibility to include the stream in the document.
Is it possible to add a new codec easily?
Yeah, it is quite possible. You don't need to do anything in the OpenOffice, you just need to tune your GStreamer. I imagine it will be as simple as provide another plug in this audio decoder, and it will work just fine.
Maybe we could have some problems with the plugin, because the plugin is checking automatically the format of the stream, and the plugin have to be done to work with the plugin. So if it doesn't work with plugin, it won't work in OpenVisit or.
I think it even will work, because GStreamer has these things called capabilities, so it can negotiate the format, the stream formats. So I think it will even work with the plugin as well. So if you are lucky, it will. Okay, we don't have any other questions. So thank you very much.